Welcome to Mainstream. Looking outside the box. A positive look at the issues we face in the new millennium. And here's your host, Dan Leonard.
Hello. I am Dan Leonard, and welcome to my first monthly podcast of Mainstream, Looking Outside the Box. We've been doing these monthly political commentaries on WBFO Radio in Buffalo for the past 3 years now. Many of you who are on my mailing list, of course, live in the far reaches of the globe, and since their radio signal doesn't reach far past Rochester or Erie, this is the perfect way to spread my views far and wide. I try to take a different tack on the issues. I'm not as far right as some may think, and I don't like to complain. I'd rather you hear solutions to problems and outside-the-box ways of determining the truth to the news we all hear from the mainstream media. You can hear the archived versions of all my commentaries at www.danleonard.com, and that's Leonard with no O. And I, of course, invite your responses to my commentaries. Just write me at dansvoice@adelphia.net. Now, this month, I look at the world reaction to a statement made recently by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad regarding his nation's long-standing policy towards the State of Israel. Chalk one up for the Iranian theocratic regime. The media's and the community of nations' reaction to a recent statement by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been exactly what the Iranians wanted. He says, "Wipe Israel off the map." The response? Hysteria. Condemnation came from almost every non-Muslim country in the world, including the French, who've come to finally realize this past week the threat radical Islam poses to their country. If you haven't noticed, the Iranians haven't changed course in their attitude about the Middle East's only democracy. If you take this rhetoric seriously, you simply don't get its intentions. The Mad Mullahs of Tehran have about as much ability to destroy Israel as Liechtenstein does. They've sent a million of their citizens to paradise between 1980 and 1990 in the Iran-Iraq War and gained nothing. We took on Saddam twice and relinquished his forces in less than 3 weeks. You ask, what about Iran's nuclear intentions? Well, I generally fear Iranian nuclear technology falling into the hands of Al-Qaeda. However, would Tehran take out its prized Jerusalem, along with their fellow Muslims, the Arabs of Judea, Samaria, and Gaza? Would they leave the land the Muslims want so badly as a nuclear wasteland, knowing full well the response would leave the Iranian capital a pile of glowing ashes? I suppose anything's possible when you're dealing with people whose value system seems quite out of sync with the rest of the civilized world. Let's look outside the box of what Mahmoud's deliberately, diplomatically incorrect statement really means. Perhaps you recall one of my commentaries earlier this year on Natan Sharansky's magnificent book, The Case for Democracy. You'll remember that one of the most important tenets of a totalitarian regime is the creation of a false outside enemy. In Iran's case, they have the traditional scapegoats of all the world's self-imposed ills, the Jews and their Zionist entity. In fact, this boisterous statement was made at a contrived conference in Tehran entitled The World Without Zionism. President Ahmadinejad also lashed out with this hyperbole to divert attention. From what I see, the Iranian government continues to face growing domestic opposition and disillusion with the revolution by its younger populace. What possible threat does Israel pose to Iran? Oh, right, democracy. Can't have that. Iran is also playing North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il's game. Kim has twice successfully manipulated the world into giving North Korea what it needs in exchange for merely talking about its nuclear program. Right now, the world is focused on hurricanes, earthquakes, and a struggle for democracy just across Iran's border. Iran also wants center stage. So the Iranian president is essentially killing two birds with one stone. Thirdly, he presents himself as being in the mainstream of Islam, which thrives on the myth of the Jews taking over the world. Actually, it's the radical Islamists who want world domination. While many cower at this rhetoric and use it to propel verbal attacks back at Tehran, I think it needs to be treated like you treat the bully on the playground. Ignore him and not give him what he wants. U.S. policy is doing just that. Instead of calling the Iranians names, we continue to put enormous pressure on them from their eastern and western borders. What I hear is desperation. The Iranian theocracy will eventually fall because of our pressure and due to its own repressive nature. And that will be a crushing defeat of our enemies in the war against radical Islam. Chalk one up for our side. Looking outside the box, I'm Dan Leonard.